You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Stoffman Show, we're on the Team 980, always live as well on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and we're on YouTube at the Team 980 as well. So the Commanders have received a trade request from Terry McLaurin, the star wide receiver who would like a new contract, is not getting nearly the new contract that he wants, and thus he is pretty not psyched about it. What I would like to do in a moment is show you why I think he's looking at the wrong thing and how the Commanders might be able to then lose a PR battle, but still ultimately do what they want to do and get him signed to a number that everyone can agree with. But first, I would just like to say this. I was not surprised by the trade request because it's the next logical step when you're at an impasse. You just keep applying pressure and trying to get something. You're trying to move, like, it's the status quo, and sometimes you need to make a change in the situation, shake it up, even if you're not entirely sure what's going to happen. You do need to be careful what you wish for, but there is a reason why Terry did this. The Commanders trading Terry McLaurin would absolutely stun me. And it has some to do with the fact that that sentence would have to be true. The Washington Commanders trading Terry McLaurin, their franchise player, a guy who, I don't know if his number's going to go in the rafters a la, you know, the guys who are getting retired, but he's certainly headed to the Ring of Fame. If he retired tomorrow, he's headed to the Ring of Fame. Nevertheless, if he can help them make another deep playoff run this year and hopefully for a couple more years to come. But what I think you have to realize is the Commanders are trying to win a Super Bowl this season, and the chances that they can do that without Terry McLaurin take an enormous hit. Like, their receiver room is built for him to be the number one, or for someone to be the number one wide receiver, with Deebo Samuel being his own category of gadget slash excellent receiver, you know, number two, number three kind of slot outside mismatch weapon, right? Deebo's Deebo. And then guys like Noah Brown, good number two receiver, a guy like Luke McCaffrey, Jalen Lane, like on down the list, those guys can do enough as rotational pieces. If all of a sudden Noah Brown is your quasi one, having to play a bunch of X, and Deebo is then the focus of attention, and Luke and Jalen Lane are much more stretched as young players who are not ready for starting level repetitions at a high level, I know Jaden's amazing. He'd still have a really good year. You're just flatly not as dangerous. And for a team that is going to be probably offensively driven, you've already seen it in training camp. The defense has had a big head start. One, because defenses are ahead of offense at this point in the calendar. And two, because all they have to do is play man coverage and they don't have a bunch of dudes who can get open. And like, you can double up Zach Ertz. You can double up Deebo a lot easier than when you have Terry. And now all of a sudden you got three dudes who can I mean, 2.5. Debo's not amazing against man coverage. Zach's outstanding. But, like, you just need the weaponry. So it's like, okay, well, could they get anything back that could replace that? And the answer is no. Like, if he makes his trade request in March and the Commanders are like, man, we are $10 million a year apart, or $8 million or $6 million, wherever we are, and we don't think we're going to bridge that gap, you make the trade in March, now you can get a first-round pick back, or you can get a player back, and that player can go through your offseason program. He knows the playbook. He's the same as any other new acquisition or rookie. You do it now, and you're getting 2026 draft picks, which don't help you in 2025. Or somehow you're probably getting a worse player, because if a team needs a wide receiver, what are they going to do? Give up a wide receiver? No, maybe you could get a depth piece from somewhere that can do some semblance of something, and a team gets an upgrade and they give you a draft pick with it. But, like, I'm telling you right now, if you're reading a bunch of stuff today from across the, you know, the internet of people who cover NFL trades, like, the NFL world would be shocked if they got a first for Terry McLaurin, because if you're not getting at least a first round pick, why are you even considering it? Nevertheless, what I just said about tanking your 2025 season, and then you have to have a team that is willing to give up, let's say it's a first, and pay Terry $30+ million, because he's not going to go to a new team and take 27. So the chances of this trade happening are very, very slim, which leads us to the contract, which leads us to a fancier screen. Anthony, now the people can see what you see as well, which is the DK Metcalf contract. So this is the DK contract, which up in the contract terms, you see 4 years, $132 million, which means the average over that 4 years is $33 million. What I want you to pay attention to, though, is the numbers to the right, signing bonus, and then it says guaranteed at signing $60 million, total guaranteed, which is slightly off the screen, at $60 million. And then you start to go down and scroll into the details. And this is why Terry referencing the DK contract at $33 million a year is ridiculous. So DK, his cap number this year is actually very small. It's just an $11 million cap hit. There is basically no way the Commanders can do that for this year, nor do they need to. That's the good news. I would actually, if I were them and I was trying to mess with some of the guarantees and move them around, I might front load it a little bit because I have the money this year. And where the Steelers were like, we know we're going to have to pay T.J. Watt and give him a bunch of new money. But you're still going to give him a bunch of cash up front. So that's a Josh Harris problem, not an Adam Peters problem. But Terry has, with the extension, some money that is already $5.6 million that's already on the books. So you could do a super low base salary and bring his cap number down this year, but I don't know if they would necessarily need to. But point being, he got this $60 million, $30 million in signing bonus, and then $5 million in base salary in 2025, $25 million in 2026. That was guaranteed at signing. So that's $30 million in base salary over the first 2 years of the contract and a $30 million signing bonus. So that winds up being a 2 year, $60 million contract that the Steelers can then get out of after the 2026 season with just $18 million in dead cap money. That's it. So if they really want to get out after two, they can. In 2027, if they want to take another year out of it, DK will count 32 against the cap that year, and then just be $12 million in dead cap money after that. So when you take that $11 million cap hit in year one and then average it out with the $31 million in 2026, or put it all together for 2027, you're looking at roughly a 28, and you add in dead cap money as well. You're looking at roughly, realistically, a 3 year, $28 million contract, or 3 year, 28 AAV contract. That's very different than 33. Well, then why does it say 33? Because in the final year of the deal in 2029, when DK Metcalf is going to be 32 years old, he is scheduled to make $30 million in base salary and have a cap hit of $41.5 million. I wouldn't bet my life or my house or anything else on him not getting that, but I would bet a lot of money feeling like I would probably get a pretty decent return. And so that last year inflates the value of that AAV. which did beg the question for me, if we go to a Terry McLaurin extension, which I've now opened as a potential here, could they just do that for Terry? If the getting to $30 million is so important to him, and the 33 is harder because I don't think they want to go that many years, but if getting to that 33 number is so important for, or that 30 number is so important for Terry, and his agent's playing hardball right now at 33 or 34 to get above DK, but realistically, it's like, hey man, you're 30, you're about to be 30 years old. Let's just get you to 30. What could that look like? Because I'll tell you right now, this is where I do take Terry's side of it, if you will. If this is all cosmetic anyway, and you can get what you want if you're Adam, and then you lose the PR battle because you gave him $30 million, but it makes him sign the deal, I'm not going to let $1 million per year of fake money get in the way of me getting this contract done. That's me. Adam might not, you know, he's got to think about future contracts he's going to sign. He's got to think about, you know, what he's dealing with other general managers and trade talks, and they're going to be probably not psyched about this, especially after the Broncos GM just did him a huge favor with the Cortland Sutton deal at 23. But let's play the game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
So on this left side, I have already set it up to we're going to sign an extension. It's going to be 3 years, and the value is going to be $90 million. So that gets us to Anthony. How many million dollars per year?
You said two for 90?
I said three for 90.
Oh, 30.
Thank you. All right. That was not meant to be a trick question. We're going to do a signing bonus of $25 million. Must be nice. So right now we're sitting at practical guarantees and guaranteed at signing, $25 million. Roster bonuses, we're not going to mess with them for right now. Terry's current contract has them. We're not going to mess with workout bonuses, although his current contract has them. We're just going to worry about the base salary. And if you want to make some of this base salary roster bonuses, there's ways we can fudge it around, but this is going to be the simplest way to do this. So then we have the other thing I'm going to do is I'm going to add one void year to the end of this, which is going to take the signing bonus proration down from, what was it, 6.25 million per year, 6.25 over 4 years, because we added 6.25 to the first 2 years of the deal where there's already money allocated to the Commanders cap, and 2027 and 2028, the new years on it. I'm going to add one more year to bring those numbers down a little bit, and we're just going to assume that we're probably fine with that number going into the 2029 season, because I don't think at that point the big, big, big numbers for Jaden will have hit yet. But if you want to do it without that, fine. So now we just need to allocate this base salary money. And we're going to also do this in a way that we hope that Terry McLaurin is happy with the numbers. So if we go $10 million in the first year and it's guaranteed at signing, we're now sitting at $35 million at signing, guaranteed. And that's $35 million of new money for Terry McLaurin. That should make him quite happy. Then we're going to go $10 million in year two, which again keeps his cap hit around $20.6 million. And we'll go ahead and guarantee that at signing as well. So now we have $20 million of the $84 million that we needed to allocate done. So then in 2027, let's say he gets, and actually let's do this. Let's do 15 next year. We can afford maybe a little bit more next year. And again, we're going to guarantee that at signing. So now we've gotten Terry to $50 million guaranteed at signing and $50 million in practical guarantees. And now we need to split up the remaining $59 million. So we'll do that with, if we do $20 million in year three, and we're not going to guarantee that, and 2028, that leaves us 39,649. Oh my God, how much? I couldn't type fast enough. We need 1,000, so let's do 1,000 there. And then that's probably a little bit too much to put into that final year. So let's take out, let's put an extra 12 million there. We'll take that's now down to 7, and we'll put an extra 2 million there, and then that's down to 5. And now we have, oh, we're 100 short, so that becomes 5. Oh, no. Spotrac, you're killing me. 356500. 356500. Now we've got all the money allocated. Hooray. This is a simple version of it. But now we have $22 million this year, $27 next year, $25 in year three. We have a $40 million cap hit in 2028 that Terry is never going to see because he's not going to make $35 million in the final year of his contract. But hey, it's 3 years, $90 million of an extension. We got it done. But realistically here, he's somewhere closer to the DK 27-28. And again, I did this rather haphazardly very quickly, but that's how you do it if you wanted, if Terry wants his own DK deal and he wants to put a bunch of money in the final year where he's never going to see it, and we can fight this battle again when he's 33 and probably his production has fallen off. And you maybe want to extend him then, or you do what they did to Andrew Wiley and just say, hey, man, we can either let you go or you can take a pay cut. That's how you do it.
It's a cruel business, man.
But understanding that math is really important.
Yes. It does get the job done as well.
And that's the thing that is, I think is missing in this. It just doesn't feel like Terry is getting, I don't know whether it's getting the best advice, whether he wants a contract like this. I can understand why the Commanders don't want to do this. If I was him, by the way, I'm not interested in this at all. I'm like, I would rather have something where can we guarantee we have $20 million there. Like, let's bring that down. Let's get me $5 million guaranteed of that third year salary. So $5 million guaranteed there of the $20 million in year three, and let's actually take some of this down. I don't necessarily want that hanging over year four. Like, I care more about the guarantees number than I do, and beating DK there, than I do the total average annual value number that my agent gets to sell on a headline when he texts Adam Schefter and says, we signed a blank year, blank dollar deal. That's, I care about guarantees. That's what I would want.
If you're Terry.
If I'm Terry.
Yeah.
Because of course I would want that. Why wouldn't I want that? Why wouldn't I want the most money guaranteed? And I think that's where, you know, like, hey, fine. Let's do a 2 year 60. Here's the other part though. And here's where Terry, I know we're going long here, comes back from vacation, turns into clock monster. It'd be too hard for me to do all this here in the sheet, but I think that the other thing that, from a leverage standpoint, that is really important to point out is he's under contract for this year as is, right? And that number is already established. It's like, you know, what is it, like $25 million cap hit, blah, 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 right? But when you look at the franchise tag for next year, it's scheduled to be about 30.4, and it could go up a little bit depending on if he makes the Pro Bowl and there's some other like escalators in that. But if I'm the team, why would I give you more than that? Like, if I can just have you play out the season, know that you're not going to sit out games because you're not going to forfeit millions of dollars of game checks. And if you sit out, and by the way, like, they're, now that he's reported, like, their medical staff is looking at his ankle. And so if they think that he's, you know, playing the ankle coy and it's like, oh, my ankle hurts, like, that could get really, really messy. And I think it involves like grievances and the whole deal. They could suspend him for conduct detrimental to the team and not pay him, depending on how that goes. Like there's that gets really ugly. And I'd want to talk to someone who's a little more looped in on the current versions of those rules. But like putting the fake ankle injury, like a real ankle injury or ankle knock or whatever he's got now to the side and saying that he's going to sit out games. That's not going to happen, right? It's just too much money to give up. Ezekiel Elliott did it for two games and then was like, I'm done with this. Although Jerry gave in because Jerry's the worst negotiator on the planet, or at least in the NFL. But if you're Terry and you're not going to do that and you play out this season, then they franchise tag you. You're still not getting 34, 33, 32. So taking something that guarantees you 28 per year over multiple years, including a huge influx of new cash right now, is probably the prudent decision from a financial leverage standpoint. So that's kind of where this is. And that's a harsh reality for Terry, but like, that's the contract he signed a bunch of years ago. He was lucky that he was able to get certain stuff in that deal because Dan Snyder wanted to win, because he was in the middle of a bunch of, you know what he was in the middle of. And so it was like, get the deal done. And Terry's agent was able to get a good deal done. But like on the tail end of it, now you're stuck in this predicament. And so it's a lot of this is just math. And how fake you want the math to be in terms of how much money do you want not guaranteed on your contract, it's kind of up to Adam Peters. And if I was Adam Peters, I might be willing to play ball a little bit on this stuff. And for all we know, he is willing to play ball on some of this stuff. And Terry's camp is like, no, I want this guaranteed, or like, no, 30 isn't enough. I want 34 or 33 or 32 and a half, what Garrett Wilson got, whatever. But at the end of the day, the precedent for 30 plus year old receivers, and by the way, this extension again doesn't kick in until next year, going well for him is not good. And so one of the other potential outcomes here is there is Bill Barnwell wrote about this at ESPN.com. Basically, you take some of the dead money, the void money from next year, you convert that into salary, some of the signing bonus money into salary. You're able to guarantee a little bit more money now for Terry and say, hey, we're going to up your base salary for this year. You get to save face because you get some new money, and then we'll negotiate after the season. And that's a pretty common outcome. That's actually, I think, what Jamar did last year is they did that. And then obviously he signed the record-breaking deal in the offseason. That went well for Jamar because he went on and won the Triple Crown. If you're Terry, you better have an amazing season, because if you don't have as good of a season as you did last year, where you set your career high by for touchdowns by a mile, then you probably lose negotiating power. And we'll see, obviously, how that goes. But you also might be willing to play that game because if, for instance, Laremy Tunsil is playing hardball and the Commanders feel like they have to franchise tag Tunsil, you might get to free agency. So a lot of factors here, very complicated. But hopefully you have a chance to understand all that a little bit better with a little help from some visual aid there. And thanks to the folks at Spotrac for having a contract management tool. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, your calls at 301-230-0980. 5 o'clock hour, we're talking about the RFK story with Mark Seagraves from NBC4.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.